Hello.
Hello, is that Dave?
Yes, this is.
It is Dave. It's Tony and Ryan calling from Australia. How are you?
I'm dying right now.
Oh, my God.
Now, we aren't just calling to say hello, and Tony doesn't actually know this yet. We are calling to help you.
What are we helping with?
Okay, so here's the thing. So you remember that episode where you guys were talking and you're saying, like, complain about something, like, do you want a solution or do you just need an ear?
Yes, yeah. are you emotional or solutions-based right now? Yes.
Yes. So I am emotional right now. I just need someone to talk to.
Okay, well, we're here, Dave.
And I came up with this because I specifically felt like Tony would be like, fuck off to my boyfriend.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Yep.
So if you have a minute, so I need to preface this with two things. This is about my boyfriend. Yep. He does not listen to the podcast, so he will not be hearing this.
Okay.
Okay, great. Good to know.
Second, I am one of those people, I don't take naps. Like, when I'm asleep, I'm asleep.
Yep.
When I'm up for the entire fucking day.
Gotcha.
Like,
yep.
I can't.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So, recently, my boyfriend and I haven't had very much of an intimate life.
Okay.
We've been on a bit of a hiatus for the better part of, like, 6 to 9 months.
Okay. Oh,
okay, right.
So I'm like, all right, David, you just have to have the conversation. Like, let's talk about it. Am I doing something? Am I not doing something? Am I tickling your balls too much? Not enough? Like, you know, like that whole thing.
Yeah. I have that problem all the time.
Yeah. And I'm like, Tony, you are tickling
you have
them
to
too
stop,
much, please.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to do a podcast.
Yeah. So then he says to me in so many words, in a very, like, kind of abrupt way, he says, well, we used to have sex in the morning. And I was kind of taken aback. And then I realized, and Tony, Felicia Lodge, this is where you get your fuck off cocked and ready to go in a minute. His idea of morning sex was that for a solid 5 weeks during the pandemic, he would wake me up at 4 a.m. out of a dead sleep to have the privilege of giving him a blowjob. And then he'd roll over back to sleep when it was done, and I would be up for the rest of the fucking day. I didn't sleep for a week.
Because, you know, like you said, when you wake up,
you're
awake.
Up.
You don't have a nap later.
I'm fucking up.
Oh, yeah.
So now he has the gall to be mad at you for not doing that anymore at 4 a.m.
I mean, honestly, at this point, I have a better chance of fucking George Wendell than my fucking boyfriend.
I mean, it wouldn't be hard, yeah. No, Dave, you're absolutely right. He can get fucked. We're not here for that.
Thank you, Tony. Speaking on my schedule.
Well, so Dave, now you've got to tell us, have you reached a solution? Like, what did you decide on? Have you met in the middle and you're going to do 10 a.m.? Like, what's that?
All right, here's what's going to happen. I've just looked at the time zones. We're going to send Dave's partner, we'll bring him over here to Australia.
Oh.
So when it's 4 a.m. in Australia, it's about 6 p.m. in the U.S.
Oh, that's great.
And everyone, I mean, obviously it's hard to suck a dick with the Pacific Ocean in the middle of the two of you. I've always said that.
No, soccer's got a goalie, mate.
There's a will, there's a way.
We were wondering, Dave, if you wouldn't mind approving this podcast so that we can get started.
I 1,000% approve this podcast. I love you all.
Amazing.
Legend.
Thank you so much for your time, and hopefully we helped with the fuck off to your boyfriend as well.
Hey, this is Davey from Vermont, and I approve this podcast.
So today, Tony, I thought it was yesterday, but today.
Yep, I have an apology.
We
went out for dinner.
The two of us?
And an impromptu dinner on...
Went to the pub down the road from your place?
We did, yeah. It was really nice. And I just have an apology about it. There's just something I really need to bring up.
Was it one specific thing that happened between us at dinner?
Yep, it was.
Just the one specific thing?
One thing happened, and we need to talk about it.
If I'm guessing what it was,
you know.
I already know.
You know.
I discussed it with my partner after.
Yeah, I bet.
I was like, that'll come up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that in a second.
But what do you got here?
Normal or nah? Uh-huh. And people are liking normal or nah.
I love normal or nah.
Okay. Normal or nah? I think it's really normal to not know your partner's phone number off by heart.
What?
I've got a phone where I can type in B for Bridget. I've got Siri where I can go, hey Siri, call Bridget. Why on earth would I actually need to know her actual number? You wouldn't, so I don't.
You're in a fiery car accident. You don't have access to your phone. Or your phone dies and you're like, hey, I'm so sorry, can I borrow your phone to call my wife?
She said exactly what you said. What if there was a fiery accident? Literally word for word. It's as if you guys hang out with each other. And you know what I would do if there was a fiery accident?
Yeah.
Call the fucking fire brigade.
No, but that...
And not... Oh, hey, Bridge, you'll never guess what happened. I've got a great story to tell you. Lucky
you
I knew your number.
Need to...
There's a car on fire. There's a fiery accident. She'd be like, why are you calling me for? Call the fire brigade. Oh, just because I knew your number off by heart, I just felt like this was a good time to flex. It's a waste
of
memory.
Do you know the number for the emergency fire people?
911.
Nope. That's not going to help you in Australia.
If you're in the US. And in Australia, it's 000.
Oh, so you're happy to know their number but not your wife's. Seems weird. Seems
weird
to me.
I think it's quite normal.
Nah.
Do you remember Torbes' number?
Yep. 04. I'll cut that out.
Okay. I see how that is.
Yeah.
Why do you need to know that?
I don't know if it's about needing to know it. I just like, I have a really good memory.
Mm.
I actually just do have a really good memory. Like I know my mum's mobile number, which is obviously not her mobile number anymore. I know my sister's.
It's funny that you remember those numbers, but one time you came in here not remembering to wear underwear.
Underwear, I know.
So
these things happen.
This is what I'm getting at. Don't waste your good memory on shit things you don't need. Remember them to go, hey, it's a windy day. I'm wearing a floral dress. Maybe I'll put some fucking underwear on today.
Yeah.
That's where I would do that.
Yeah.
And so the other day, I'm filling out a form. I don't even know what it was. And I'm, you know, name, address, phone number, next of kin. Hey, Bridge, what's your number? And she just looked at me like, we've been together for years.
Oh, yeah.
We are married.
That would have.
And I'm like, yeah, cool. Yeah, I'm aware that we know each other. If you could just tell me a number, I can punch it into this form. And she's like, how do you not know?
Oh.
And I was in, like, I felt like I was in trouble. And not only was it, you're saying nah, she wasn't only against this. It was like I was the villain.
What?
And I'd done something terrible and I'd wronged her for daring not to remember her number.
So you just don't have any idea what the number is?
I'm sure it starts with the no and probably a four at the front.
No,
there.
But like...
if I saw it, I probably wouldn't even recognise it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. 043. That's probably a three there, maybe.
Oh, my God.
And I reckon that's really normal. And I reckon people will support me and say... it's true. You don't need to know the number because it's so easy. You just type in B for Bridget.
Hang on a second.
Hey, Siri, call Bridget McWife.
Do you know the phone number?
Was that hard?
She's not going to be happy.
Was that hard?
She's not going to be happy.
It's so easy to
She's
make
She's not going
to
be happy that you're calling.
I didn't even need to know her number. She won't answer. She knows we're recording. She wants to be far, far away.
Hi, you're Bridget. Leave me a message.
What a shit voice.
How dare you? She's on the line. Love you. I say normal.
I get where you're coming from, that it is saved in your phone, so you do have it. But like in the instance of an emergency, I think it's just better to know that stuff. The same way that...
Name an emergency that would actually happen where you'd actually need a number.
No, but your phone is flat. Or you say you get kidnapped and you can only reach a phone or something. I don't
call
know.
Call the police.
No,
all
but,
these scenarios.
But you would
I know who will break into this building and rescue me. James Bond, the police. No, Bridget.
No, but like you need to know the number.
Say you kidnapped.
Or you're stuck. Or you're stuck somewhere.
You
don't
call
have
a
any
lawyer.
Money.
Hey, Bridge, what legal advice would you give me? I've just been arrested. She's like, why didn't you call a lawyer?
No,
I have
but
no
she
idea.
Wouldn't say
I'm
that.
A
She'd
winemaker.
Go, no, I'd nah. I actually really tried to back you in there and said, look, I get what you're saying, but now I'm just against you because I'm off you.
You're off me. Have I done something to piss you off?
Normal or nah? Nah.
Well, I say normal.
I think that it's more normal to know their number. That's what I say.
I don't like this.
Yeah, well.
I feel like we're fighting.
We're not fighting.
I know your number.
No, you don't.
Well, you're just number one in my heart.
Oh, that's quite sweet, actually.
Thank you.
That is actually quite sweet, but it should be your wife.
Well, how many times can I piss Bridget off in one story?
Hi, this is Davey from Vermont, and I am here with Tony and Ryan.
Previously on the show, maybe it was even when we were just doing videos before the podcast started, I mentioned that seeing youths or teenagers in malls was terrifying.
And it is.
And it is, right?
Yes.
Something
gets me every time.
Has occurred to me in front of a bunch of high school kids. It was just before high school was about to start, so they're all coming off the bus, getting ready for the day.
Looking cool.
Looking so cool.
Yeah.
I'm terrified of children. That's on tomorrow's show.
Okay.
But want to say a quick thank you to our champion tarpers.
Ali Duckett, thank you so much. Annika, Benji Brown, and Charlie Efty, thank you so, so much for your support.
Oh,
absolutely love to see. Oh, yeah. Efty, barely know-y. I don't know.
Duckett from China.
Ali Duckett, yeah.
She messaged the other day and said she was listening to a segment where you were making some sexy noises.
Classic, man.
And her headphones weren't plugged in properly. And she's like, half of China heard. You could go to jail for that, Tony Lodge.
Oh, my. No, can I?
Well, they're pretty strict over there, I believe.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll rein it in on Ali's behalf.
Thanks.
Thanks for letting me know. Thanks. Well, I don't know your number by heart, but I managed to call you this week.
Mm-hmm.
And invited you out to an impromptu dinner.
You did.
I was on my way home from recording at work for something. And I was on the tram on the way home, went past the pub just around the corner from our house, and they had a Palmer special for dinner.
Yep.
I had had a really long and emotional week already. It was a really long week. Lots had been happening.
You were tired.
I was really tired and I was worn out and I was like, oh, I got home and I was like, Torbs, you know what? Like, let's go and get a Palmer. Treat yourself. It sounds like fun. Let's just get out of the house.
Yep. I feel you. And I had a pretty busy couple of days. So when I said, what are you up to? You said, oh, we're about to go to a pub. You want to come and have one? Bridget and I looked at each other. Oh, same thing.
Sounds great.
Don't have to cook. Yep. We can just relax, talk shit for an hour.
Sit outside, get some fresh air, enjoy a little pub feed. And I actually reeled you in by saying their Palmers are cheap tonight. That's where we're going.
It's cheap Palmer night.
Anyway, so we go down there, we trundle down there and they've got one of those like QR code, like order at the table things.
Yeah.
And I start ordering for Torbs and I know instantly, like obviously he wants Palmer. So I key up two Palmers and a beer or whatever. And you guys did the same. Waiter comes over with the food.
This was harrowing for everyone.
The waiter comes over with the food. He goes, oh, two eggplant Palmers. And I went, chicken? And he went, eggplant.
Oh.
And I quickly checked my phone because I was like, oh, my God, please don't tell me that I've ordered the wrong thing.
And what had you ordered?
I had ordered the eggplant Palmers. Like, it was my fault, 100%.
So
it was not the restaurant's fault.
Compared to a chicken Palmer, it's just not quite the same.
No, it was like a baked snail is what it was like.
Okay. I'm biting my tongue, by the way.
Eggplant Palmers can be good because I make eggplant Palm at home, like the layered one in a dish, and it's delicious. But this one just, it just wasn't what I wanted.
Yeah.
I really
had a hard day.
I'd had a long couple of days. Yep. I just really wanted a Palmer, and it came.
What happened when it arrived?
Instantly, I was like, oh. And Torb said, why don't you just reorder chicken Palmers, get them to take this back. We'll pay for them. Like, we'll pay for the right thing. Mm-hmm. But let's just get organized. This is what you want. Like, we'll just, and I was like, don't worry about it. And you said, I've got a chicken Palmer on the way. Do you want, I'll have this and you have mine. And I was like, no, don't worry about it. It's so fine. I get overwhelmed.
Yes.
And I just, in my head, broke down because I'm like, I wanted to come here, have a chicken Palmer, have a beer with my best mates and go to bed and go to sleep. I did not handle it well, but I handled it pretty well. Okay. I could have really gone off the Richter and like fucking cried at the table, but I didn't. I was like, you know what? No, I'll eat this. Your food comes, you offer me a little bit of your chicken. And I was like,
you snapped.
I snapped. And I went, okay, I'm feeling really bad about, because I felt really bad for reacting the way that I did, for being upset about the part, just because I was like, oh, I sound like such a brat. But I would like to stick up for myself here. I wasn't like, oh, well, I'm not fucking eating that. I was just like, no, it's all good. Like, I really tried.
Yeah.
I really tried. And then when you tried to give me your food, I was like,
I was trying to be nice.
No,
like,
and you
yeah.
were, you
I
were.
I felt bad about that afterwards.
I felt bad that, like, I'd made a big deal about it. Mm. And so then when you tried to, I was just like, I feel really random about it. Please stop. And you're like, okay, sorry. And you took the food back and it was fine. We kept eating.
Yep.
And I was really trying to keep it together. And I was like, you know what? Like, this is fine. I've still got chips. I've got salad. Like, we're all chatting. I ate the eggplant parma, whatever.
Tastes like snail, I've heard.
Tastes like baked snail. Anyway.
No offense to baked snail.
So the apology comes from wanting to just say sorry for, like, acting like a bit of a child.
Mm.
But what came next was so much worse.
What happened when you got home?
I burst into tears.
I thought.
Yep.
I felt at the time, I was like.
She wants to cry.
Tony is not having a great day.
Yep.
And
this it was just two really long fucking days. Yep.
And it was like, I don't know if this is mean to say, and I didn't know if we're going to be talking about this like so deeply, but it was actually like hard to watch.
Yeah, no, and because I was really trying to not be an asshole.
Yeah, but you were, can I just be really honest?
Please.
You were trying so hard not to be an asshole.
That I went the wrong way.
Like, we could have just ordered you a parma.
Yeah.
And here we are 5 days later.
I know.
Still talking about
I know.
But I thought when we left, because we all walked home together, I was like, I reckon Tony's going to walk in close. Because I've had moments where I'm like, I just got to get home.
I just got to get home.
And then when I get home, I can just collapse on the couch and just let it out.
Yeah.
So what happened when you got home?
Shut the door. Burst into tears.
Oh, sorry.
And Torbs was like, mate, like, it's, and I was bawling. And I was like, I just really needed that today. I really needed, like, I'm fucking tearing up about thinking about it now.
I mean, I'd be tearing up at chicken because that's how I feel about just food in general.
I really needed that win. Yeah. I just needed the chicken parma and I didn't get it and I really felt like it. And actually through lockdown, I was like, I just really want to go to the pub and have a parma. And this is actually the first time we'd gone to the pub to have a parma since Melbourne's opened back up.
This is your first one.
So I was like, I'd built it up in my mind. It was to be honest, of course it was going to go wrong because I was so excited about it. Anyway, I sit down on the couch, burst into tears. Torbs is like, are you being funny? Is this real? And then he goes, okay, no, this is real. You're really upset. And I was like, I know this sounds really silly, but it's not just the parma. It's just like everything at once. Yep. And the parma was just, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yep.
I'm sitting on the couch, bawling my eyes out about this fucking chicken parmesan. And then I finally calm myself down.
Yeah.
I'm sitting on the edge of the couch and Torbs is like, we need some fresh air. I'm going to open up the door. We just need to, like, calm down. Do you want me to order you some ice cream? And I was like, no, I think I'm just going to go to bed. I'm
gonna sleep
fucked.
This one off.
I just need to go to bed. He opens the door.
And a chicken parma flies in the window.
This huge moth flies through the door.
Is he carrying a parma?
Flies into my face.
No.
I panic and jump back and smash my head on the back of the couch.
No.
And, like, gave myself a fucking concussion.
What? You've had the worst day. You couldn't. The only thing left you needed to do was to get yourself from the couch to your bed, which is like 3 steps away.
Yeah.
And you couldn't even do that.
I couldn't even figure that out. So to, you know, add insult to injury, I've smashed all the back and the
Did
back
you cry
of my
again?
Head. Well, I was just in shock and it really, really hurt. And I was like, I just want to go to bed. And Todd was like, well, you can't go to bed because I'm pretty sure you've
got
a concussion.
Yeah, you
got
to stay awake.
So he's like, jump in the shower, just like rinse the day off.
Yep.
We'll pop you into bed. We'll prop you up. We can watch TV in bed.
Torbs is a sweetheart, isn't he?
He's just the best. And I just cried over fried chicken. So, like, I mean, he really could have walked out
this is where
at
I'm
this
at.
Point. And, yeah, so I gave myself literally a concussion. The next morning I wake up, like, I'm all swollen and cooked at the back of the neck. Anyway, all over a chicken parma. So I'm really sorry that you had to witness that. I really tried to cover it up.
You don't have to apologise to me. I just felt bad that because I knew you wanted the chicken parma.
Yeah, I did. But went
Have
out
you had
for
one since?
Went out last night to the pub, had a parma.
How was it?
It was good. Tasted good. Tasted like victory.
So
I was finally one for the little guys.
Are you crying a little bit now? Do you feel better that you've got that out, though?
I just feel so bad for how I acted because I tried so hard to be cool about it, and I'm just not a cool person. I take things hard, and yep. I'm not embarrassed to say that. I wear my heart on my sleeve.
Yep.
I feel bad when I feel bad. I feel good when I feel good. And at the time, I didn't want the snail. I wanted the chicken parma.
Question.
Did you guys go home and say what a bitch I am?
No.
Opposite. Okay.
No, we were like,
she felt bad
Tony.
About that.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But here's a question, because no doubt as we hang out, actually, this is not the right music. We'll get back to that.
Oh, all right.
When this situation happens again,
yep.
What can I do to help? Because I know this story is not about me.
No.
But I felt helpless because I was like,
I just want you to be happy.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm more than happy to have your one, happy to swap.
I know.
But I just knew you don't want to put me out.
I didn't
want to put the waiter out.
No.
You don't want to put the chef out. And this is my thing, right? I'm like, it's actually not putting me out at all. The waiter, he just fucking works here. He doesn't actually care. He'll go, hey, mate, I know I clicked the wrong button. Can you just get me a chicken one? I'm just really craving it. He'll go, yeah, no worries, bud.
But like, it was $18. Can I just say as well what a joke it is that an eggplant and a chicken parma is the same price?
That is ridiculous. That
like
is ridiculous.
If I was a vegetarian, I'd be like, I'm not paying the same price as someone who is
absolutely not.
Carcassing an animal.
So I guess my question is,
yep.
Sometimes when it's like a solution or what's Torbs' thing?
Or are you emotion or solutions based right now?
Yeah, because I feel like, oh, there's a couple of pretty easy solutions, but then I was like, I don't feel like you're going to hear that or want to hear that
no,
right
and
now.
I did, and you're right, I didn't want to hear that. I just wanted to cry.
So it is...
emotions based.
Are we doing emotions or strategy? Emotions. Oh, fuck this eggplant.
Yeah.
I'm with you, girl. I'm with you.
I just felt so rude as well because I don't like putting people out. So I was like,
you weren't being rude in the slightest. But not 1% rude.
Thank you. I'm glad because I've been thinking about it all week.
But I was the opposite. Like, just ask for a chicken parma.
I should have just done that. I didn't want to put them out either.
I don't care.
Oh, okay.
Something you love to see.
Yep.
In Australia, Australian Football League, they had the draft last week, and whether you're into Australian football or not, every country in the world has their different version of how young kids get into professional sports teams.
And it's so exciting to see,
What I've really loved, and we talked about it with the Olympics when they cross to the parents and they're like really proud and stuff like that. One thing I've loved seeing is the bloke who's in high school and he's got like 20 friends around, and not that your friends would be jealous, like, but they're just so pumped for their friend.
Yeah.
And they're all sitting there and it's like, it's so boring to watch. Brisbane Lions with pick 6, pick Nathaniel Stevenson. And it's all a bit quiet. And then it cuts to like Nathaniel's house and there's like 20 blokes just like, Steve, are you? Jumping on him, hugging him. They're all his friends are crying. Like, you can barely even see the guy because there's 20 people piled on top. They're just so excited for their friend. They're cheering for him. And to see that, like all those little snippets come out during the week for the Australian Football League, you're just like, oh. You love to see it.
You're a
really
good friend like that.
Love to see it. And what I love...
You're very supportive.
This one guy was particularly, not in a bad way, but he was definitely like a boy's boy, like a lads around. And they said, oh, well, you've just been drafted. You know, training starts in a few weeks. What are you going to do tonight? And you could just see his eyes light up and the boys are like, you could just tell they're about to drink affinity beers. Right? And then he picks up like a can of Pepsi and he's just like, oh, just a couple of Pepsis tonight, lads. What do you reckon? And they're all in the background just like winking. Yeah. And I was like, oh, what a lord. Because usually they're so nervous and stiff, but this guy was just like, oh, just so great. I'm just so pumped. I've been training hard. So maybe I will have a Pepsi or two tonight before we get stuck in a training in a few weeks.
Like, that's so lovely.
You enjoy that Pepsi, mate. And I'm pretty sure you're going to be hungover from all those zero Pepsis and 58 beers to drink tonight. So good on you.
My love to see it was actually submitted by one of the guys from my new work, Tang.
Oh.
He's a great guy. He's so lovely. And he sent me a message the other day and he said, oh, you love to see it. A hatchback with a couch on the top.
Yes.
Driving really, really slowly. One lad is driving the car.
Good.
Two lads steadying the couch on top of
the car. They're sitting in the back seat, like holding it.
Walking alongside the hatchback that's crawling through the back streets as to not disturb traffic.
Of course.
You love to see
it. You love to see that. You love to see it. Can I also say, I just love to see that Tang and other people are just submitting their own You Love to See It.
They love it.
Yeah.
They absolutely love it. And if you've got a You Love to See It, please join our Facebook group, Tony and Ryan Podcast on Facebook. You can submit your You Love to See It. Your You Love to See It. Meow. Mickey Meows.
You're a dick. Shit.